The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
And it's Culinary Corner time now, one of my favourite subjects. We are going to be talking chocolate. The book is called For the Love of Chocolate, 80 at-home recipes from a master chocolatier's imagination. Welcome to the show, Philip Ashley Ricks.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, love the sound of this. It frightens me, though. I have tried making chocolates in the past, and it's not easy. I don't think it's for beginners, is it?
Well, the purpose of this book is to create it, to have created something for every level of expertise. So, yeah, I would say a beginner could go in, read this book, read the recipes, and execute at a high level. Because you're right, chocolate in the past, especially cookbooks, have been very intimidating. So I really wanted to create something and write a book that, you know, hey, I've been wanting to make chocolate forever, but I've been afraid of it. Well, now you can pick this up and do just that.
Well, I'm looking at your website and I certainly couldn't make what you've made. The one I'm looking at is all different colors. We've got pinks, blues, yellow chocolates. They're amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And we teach you how to paint chocolates, where to get chocolate molds. There's a whole chapter on all things you need to know in terms of tools, tricks, terminology, even temperature scales, the whole nine. And so, you know, it's almost like a chocolatier university in a book.
Sounds great. Do you have shops in America or do you sell online?
I sell online. I do have a shop in Memphis, Tennessee, which is where I'm located. And so during the fall and winter season, we're open to the public. But typically we're just online and we ship and we do a lot of like corporate gifting. That's really our specialty for brands like Cadillac and so on. We create chocolates and, you know, for the different events and marketing initiatives and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I was just reading about some. One is called Bollywood, which are cashew coconut curry truffles. Curry truffles.
Yes. So a fan of curry and everything. And so wanted to do something. It's actually a really popular chocolate, by the way. So, yeah. And so it's based off of a chocolate that we actually make in our signature collection. And so we kind of recreated it a little bit for the cookbook. And so I wrote that. Again, that's one of the pieces that we really show you how to do what I do in the chocolate kitchen so you can do it at home in your kitchen.
Yeah, there's a big thing at the moment, isn't there, Philip, about sweet and savory, so salted caramel, for example.
Yes, and I've always been a fan of that, but you're absolutely right. That blend of sweet and savory is a huge hit right now.
What about white chocolate? I used to love white chocolate as a child, but as an adult, I find it very sweet.
Yeah, you know, it is a lot sweeter because it's pretty much cocoa, whether it's cocoa butter, vanilla, and sugar. So it tends to lean on the sweeter side. We use a white chocolate that has a bit higher cocoa content, so it's not as cloyingly sweet. It's got a really nice flavor profile. And, you know, a lot of people kind of have the argument that, you know, white chocolate isn't real chocolate. Well, it all comes from the cocoa bean. So in my book, it's all chocolates. It's derived from the same place.
Okay. And where did chocolate first start? I mean, do you go into the history of chocolate?
Yeah, literally in my book, we talk about, you know, the history of chocolate, where, you know, all the way back from, you know, the Aztecs and, you know, how it came across, you know, how it's cultivated in West Africa and other parts of the region. And so, you know, really give a historical and a geographical sense of what it is. Because when I started, you know, 20 years ago now, you know, and I'm self-taught, I really began by learning that information, you know, where did chocolate come from? How was it grown? Where is it mostly grown? You know, Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire being roughly 70% of commercial cocoa. You know, just understanding the product, you know, from start to finish was really important to me. And so I wanted to share that information and my enthusiasm and love for cocoa, for chocolate in the book.
So you're self-taught. It wasn't handed down the family.
Right. Self-taught, wasn't handed down, which is typically the tradition. Perhaps I'll be able to pass it down to one of my sons. But yeah, so, you know, just spent about 2-3 years initially, just a deep dive, total immersion into chocolate and food. And so learning about spices, learning about herbs, and I really wanted to have a deep sense for how people taste and what flavors peak, excitement or generate a memory and that kind of thing. And so I said, I always wanted to have a PhD in flavor, if you will. So I spent, it was about 3-4 years in before I actually started developing my own flavors, because I honestly wanted to have a really, really strong grasp on all things, whether it be beverage, wine, food, beer, how whiskey's distilled, how spices are grown and dried and all of that. And so just a very kind of food culture and anthropology type of aspect of food, and then turn that into the science and then eventually the arts.
And you have to have a group of tasters, Philip.
I do. I do have some people, like, it's usually kind of ad hoc. It's like, hey, I'm working on something. Where are you? Come by. But we're, and oftentimes when I'm doing events, I'll typically kind of field test a new flavor, a new idea in live, in living color. And so that way, I kind of get the honest opinions of people. So I watch body language. I watch if I ate the whole thing or I'm throwing half away or whatever the case. And so I used to do that a lot early on, when I was really just getting started. And so that would allow me to kind of circumvent the opinions of loved ones who may not want to hurt my feelings and tell me it's good and it's really not. So I had to do it another way.
Well, sadly, I'm not in Memphis, Tennessee, but I am available if you want me to taste any of your chocolates.
Yes, we'd love to get you here. We can send you a box over.
Oh,
too,
please. So, yeah. You see, that would be my problem. If I went into making chocolates, I think I'd just be eating them all the time. It wouldn't be good for the figure.
and it's funny enough, I get asked that all the time. I rarely eat the finished pieces. Obviously I'm tasting, and at this point, many of them, we've mastered and understand that it's fine. But when I'm taking or testing new products, doing R&D, I'm testing through the process, but it's rare. There's only a few that I'll like, okay, let me have one of those. But I tend to kind of, this is for everyone else once it's done.
Oh, brilliant. Now, I know that you're known as a master chocolatier, but am I correct in that you call it chocistry, the appreciation of chocistry?
Yes. So that's just kind of my fusion of, history, chemistry, and artistry in kind of my definition or vision for what I do chocolate making wise. And so, yeah, that's just kind of the science of chocolate, the art of chocolate, and again, the history of chocolate all into kind of one word.
Wonderful. Well, we have things like turtle cheesecake, baked French toast, blue cheese shortbread with white chocolate drizzle, and one that you're going to tell us how to make, which is chocolate butter pecan toffee.
Yes. So for all my toffee lovers, huge fan of that since a kid, but, going back to the candies from my grandmother's all the way to getting a hold of more sophisticated toffee and all the different versions. Again, it just goes back to that, really sweet and savory aspect of it, which is, is paramount in this recipe. This is one that especially that, a beginner, again, can, go get these recipes. It's really not, we didn't want to overcomplicate or make it too expensive to acquire these ingredients. And so, the salted pecans you can find pretty much anywhere. And part of the reason why I added pecans to this is growing up, my grandmother, they had, a ton of pecan trees on their land. And so me and my brother, part of our chores were going to kind of pick them up, and we would have grocery sacks full of those things. But with this, You know, you want to have, you know, just 2 cups of salted pecan halves, a cup of bourbon wash butter. And that's in another recipe in the book. And so doing things like fat washed whiskey is another trend you're starting to see. It's been around for a while, but, it's now becoming something that you're seeing more prevalent. So literally just, you know, soaking, infusing butter with whiskey. And so that you use the whiskey for great cocktails like an old fashioned. And then the butter, you definitely want to save that and to use in this recipe. And so a cup of that bourbon wash butter, cup of granulated sugar, half a teaspoon of salt, a teaspoon of vanilla extract, and a cup of milk chocolate chips. And you could really change that. And, you know, I'm more of a dark chocolate lover, but some of the recipes I wanted to kind of, and from listening to people who have eaten my chocolates over the years, and, you know, I wanted to kind of think of both sides. And so, you know, I made this recipe with milk chocolate chips, but a very simple recipe to follow. It even lists the tools that you'll need. It takes a few minutes to get done, but then this will keep well for about 2 weeks. And, you know, it makes a great gift, especially around the holidays, or if you just want to, you know, if you got friends coming over, or if you're just like yourself, you know, love to eat chocolate, have something around that you can nibble on here and there along the way.
Yeah, Christmas is coming up, so some great ideas for Christmas gifts.
Yeah, look great in a tin, you know, put a tin and a nice bow on it and you're good to go.
Excellent. Well, the book, if you want to learn how to make chocolate, is called For the Love of Chocolate, 80 at Home Recipes from a Master Chocolatier's Imagination. It's by Philip Ashley Ricks, who we're chatting to now, and we're selling it on our website, tre.radio. If people want to see the wonderful pictures that I've seen, Philip, what is your website as well?
My website is philipashley.com, philipashley.com. And then you can also on Instagram at Philip Ashley. And so we're always posting content, and soon we'll have a YouTube channel and possibly even Twitch to do some other content. But yes, all the photography, all the beautiful chocolates are on our website and on our social media.
Well, it's one of my favorite subjects, along with gin and tonic. So thank you, Philip, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Take care. Bye-bye.